Mitty, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine for a Monday. How you doing? Hi, Margaret.
Good morning.
Monday morning. Joe, it's the final one of February, and it's just going to be in the 50s today, so that's fine. We know the February ending and in March beginning. That means sectional basketball is going to happen. But before we get to this week's busy, busy schedule, we had more Panthers in the pool, the boys state championship over the weekend. We have an individual state champion and a great showing from the purple and white and all the competitors that were up there this weekend. That's going to start us off on a Monday morning.
Well, it was another outstanding display of what hard work and long months of training and execution on the biggest stage was all about. For Phil Cole's South Panthers swimmers, you know, 2 weeks ago Monday we saluted the girls and two-time state champion Grace Haskett, the girls finishing fourth, its best in 38 years. Well, that feat was duplicated this past weekend at the IU Natatorium for the fellas, a fourth-place finish with a group of six, its best finish in 5 years, and in the process brought home the Panthers, another state champion in senior and IU-bound Matthew Jordan, who won the 100 breaststroke title, saving his best for last, a career best clocking of 54.6 in the event, swimming the event, I might add, for a first time ever at state. Jordan, the epitome of long hours of training and hard work ethic, after finishing second and third at last year's meet at the state in the 500 free and 100 butterfly, Matthew got the gold in the breaststroke this year. You could see it coming after Coach Phil inserted him in the event Friday night in the prelims, where all the Panthers shine, putting them after the prelims in a position to perhaps capture a top five on Saturday, which they did. And for Jordan, some way to end his career, not bad for a young man whose strengths were the distance events. But Matthew, who went into the state with the top seed in the 100 fly, was second fastest in the 100 breaststroke in Friday's prelims. He then carried that out on Saturday to a state title with a career best. Matthew, by the way, finished second in the 100 fly on Saturday, 48-9. The Panthers rolled up 148 points as Carmel three-peated as champions. Sophomore Seth Glasscock finished with two individual medals, sixth in the IM, seventh in the 100 back. The 200 free relay was a story, a stunning 12th place finish with Max Grog and Michael Hull, Lucas Lobring, and Wes Webb. Jordan and Glasscock joined Hull and Webb to seventh in the 200 medley relay. Lobring and Grog helped Matthew and Seth score points with that sixth place finish in the 400 free relay as well. With its finish of fourth, coupled with what the girls did 2 weeks ago, South, one of only six schools who placed both teams in the top 10. Quite a feat for the entire South swimming and diving program. Coach Phil, by the way, was named Coach of the Year by the Coaches Association, and right at his side was his longtime assistant, Candace Lewes, wife of IU coach Ray Lewes, whose Hoosier fellows won the Big Ten title this past weekend at Ohio State. Its first in 11 years. Doesn't get any better than that, does it? Meanwhile, a sophomore diver at Edgewood, Jacob Shunt, wound up 23rd in his very first trip to state. Kudos as well out to Jacob, but today as he got a taste of the big stage. The South girls gymnastics team finished second to sectional champion Columbus North to qualify for Friday's regional at Columbus East this weekend, keeping its outstanding season alive. The 8th-ranked Panthers, with its team motto, One Team, One Dream, provided by former coach Lisa Jones, got a fourth place in the all-around from senior Catherine McGibbon. She helped the Panthers for a fourth time this season top their school record in points, 110.575. Junior Abby Kavanishikop first on the Florex. She was fourth on bars. Senior Kelsey Shermer was third on floor. Senior Emma DeVore was seventh on beam, and junior Ashlyn DeMoss was fifth on bars for Michelle Stroud's purple and white. Well, postseason hoops, Mark May's Lighthouse Christian girls, the Lions, lost its Final Four semifinal to Southside Christian over the weekend. Grace Holdeman, playing in her final high school game, scored 22. The Lady Lions finished 13-8, but made it to the Final Four. The 107th Boys State High School Tournament, little Hoosier hysteria unfolded polls this week. Opens tomorrow night on the airwaves, 17th ranked South, looking for its 20th of the year and its third straight over Columbus North. The defending champs take on the 15-8 Bulldogs. On the McKinney Court at Bloomington North at 7:30, Choctaw and JR at 7. John Callahan, Terry Stoltz will describe the action. North catches the winner Friday night. Edgewood will host the 3A tournament. Two games tomorrow night, Brown County Sullivan, West Vigo, and Owen Valley. Edgewood will catch the winner of game one in the postseason. As Edgewood hosts, North hosts. The postseason is here. Little Hoosier hysteria to boot. In the zone, Dave and Glass, and your phone calls tonight at 6.
Do you have any interest in the Great American Race yesterday?
Yeah, there was, and, you know, the usual happened, although I think the big storyline, you know, after trying so many years to win the race, Tony Stewart, you know, he's the co-owner of Stewart Haas. Well, he watched Kurt Busch come across the finish line finally in the early hours of the evening at Daytona yesterday, as a lot of guys ran out of gas late.
I saw that.
Pole sitter Chase Elliott is a tough
You know what? I was watching the last about 15 laps, and the two things that stood out to me was there weren't any crashes, and that's probably why some guys ran out of gas. They probably figured there'd be one more crash where they could get a stop in there.
Well, I tell you, there wasn't many cars that crossed the finish line that ran the 200 laps that didn't have a dent in their cars. it was a crash, bam, boom, and took out a lot of quality drivers.
Sure did.
A series of accidents over the course of the long day at Daytona.
Somebody equated it, Joe, to the roulette wheel. It looks like cars go around and around and they pop out because they just keep getting hit or whatever it was. But Kurt Busch, congratulations to him. He's the big winner there. Ricky Fowler takes care of the golf yesterday, winning by four shots in a very difficult PGA national course.
Difficult for a lot of players.
For everybody, right? And he was the only player, double figures under par, only the second player to win that tournament in, what, since 2007, in double digits under par. Everybody else has always been single digits with that. Hoosiers to Purdue, busy week, as you mentioned. We've got all the sectional covered for you as well. So tons of stuff to do on all that as the week continues. Pacers are on the road tonight. The second of five. That will take them through next Monday. They've struggled. Paul George got thrown out Saturday night. He's frustrated. Pacers lost to Miami. Good win Saturday night, Joe. And it was that obviously your first proposal you had seen on senior night as well with Colin Hartman.
That was only right and fitting, I guess, the way to cap off the night. It was, a night to remember, obviously, for Colin and his girlfriend. But
And luckily it came with a win because after 24 days or whatever that was, there you go. Indiana finds a way to sneak it out. All wins are good wins, 63 points. Again, that's kind of the mantra that goes with it, but at least you found a way to stop them from scoring. We talked about Iowa scoring on 10 of their last 12 possessions to come back at Iowa City. Well, the Hoosiers finally found a way to get Northwestern off, to get them out of the basket and give themselves a chance. Because being down 7 with 90 seconds, Joe, that's not the formula most teams want.
Nice effort by the guys.
It was, and a result turned in for it. Two road games to end the season, regular season this week. Tuesday night at Purdue and Saturday Ohio State. We'll talk more about Big Ten champions when we come back at 8:45.
Swimmers and the track and fielders. How about that?
Big upset for the track and field from everything I read, but don't tell them that. They seem to think they're ready to go. So good stuff there for Coach Helmer, one of our favorites. And then obviously Ray Luce, he had a busy weekend too. So great stuff. We'll get caught back at 8:45.
Talk to you then, Joe. All righty. Coach Ray Luce. Divers of Drew Johansson, wire to wire, winning the conference championship over the weekend over at Ohio State, the 25th in program history, the first for the team in 11 years. Indiana also won four more titles on Saturday to wrap it up. That was, 12 for the week, and a dozen league crowns, the most for the team since winning 13 in 1976. They were dynamic, won a total of 19 medals, 12 gold, 5 silver, 2 bronze. Indiana also won four of the five relays, marking the first time in program history the team accomplished that impressive feat. Vinny Lonza was named swimmer of the championships after winning four gold medals and one silver over the course of the week. Joining Lonza on the All Big Ten first team were Marwan El-Kamash, Ian Finnerty, the former two-time state champion out of Bloomington South, Bob Glover, Diver Michael Hixon, Ali Kahalafala, Blake Peroni, Mohamed Sami, and Anze Tavkar. Glover also was named Indiana's recipient of the Big Ten Sportsmanship Award as Indiana wired it and wins the Big Ten Championship. While that was going on, Ron Helmer's Tracksters were over at the Spire Institute in Geneva, Ohio, and they claimed four individual titles en route to their 18th Big Ten title in program history and its first in 5 years. Indiana outdistanced Penn State, the Hoosiers earning first place finishes from Willie Morrison in the shot put, Eric Bethea in the triple jump, Trayton Harris in the long jump, and Daniel Kuhn wins again in the 600 meters, and the relay team of Joe Murphy, Markavius Roach, Kuhn, and Kyle Mao captured the title in the distance medley relay. Now, all of the major awards will be announced by the Big Ten tomorrow, and we anticipate Coach Ron Helmer, anyway, to be named Coach of the Year. By the way, the ladies finished fifth. Catherine Receiver broke her own school record by 20 seconds, winning the 5,000 meters in 15:28. The ladies rolled up 69 points. Good stuff there. Well, certainly good stuff on the softball diamond down in Birmingham, Alabama over the weekend for Michelle Gardner's crew as they finished up the Birmingham Invite with a 4-1 mark as they swept Murray State and blanked UAB on Sunday. Well, I tell you, the young lady that was the star of the tournament was sophomore pitcher Emily Gooden. She pitched both wins in relief yesterday and earlier had a no-hitter against UAB to get Indiana rolling on the first day. Congratulations out to that young lady. Well, the Hoosiers of Chris Lemonis and the Florida Atlantic Owls played to a 6-6 draw. That game was called after 11 due to travel commitments for the Hoosiers, but they banged out 14 hits. Tony Butler played a couple of runs in the eighth inning and finished with two hits and two RBI. Freshman Jake Matheny continues to hit the ball well. He had three hits, and Craig Dietlow drove in two and hit his third homer of the year, while sophomore Luke Miller also hit a long ball on a two-hit day there. Indiana and Cincinnati will get together over in the Queen City on Wednesday. Moving forward from those sports, we look at water polo and Ryan Castle in his first year as head coach of the Queens. They knocked off Cal Baptist 13-6 over at the Councilman Billingsley Aquatic Center. Sarah Young scored five goals, and Joelle Nacuzzi had the hat trick to get Indiana rolling there. They have four games scheduled at the Harvard Invitational next weekend. Ramiro Asquith's tennis netters, they blanked DePaul and IUPUI by scores of 7-0, and a young lady that we honored a lot last year, former Bloomington North standout Anna McCoy, played six singles for the Hoosiers against IUPUI, and she won a straight setter, 6-2 and 6-2. While that was happening, Jeremy Wertzman's fellows out in Seattle, Washington, upset the Huskies 4-3 as Antonio Cimbalin sealed the match for Indiana with a three-set win at number two singles. So a nice win for the tennis netters there. The men are 8-4 on the spring. Meanwhile, on the links, Indiana senior Anna San Juan sits in a tie for sixth place as Clint Wallman's golfers opening up the season. They're in a tie for 10th on the leaderboard after the opening day at the Westbrook Invitational down in Peoria, Arizona. San Juan tied her little round of the season on the second 18, collecting a 73 in the opening round and then concluding the day with a 3-under-69 to be where she is as that tournament winds through Wednesday of this week. While that is happening, basketball of note, and of course you go back to Saturday night in a gutsy effort, and finally this one fell in the win column, knocking out that five-game losing streak. The Hoosiers closing out Northwestern 8-0 on that final run, and it was a game of runs without question. Indiana with a, well, Northwestern with the first one when they went out and led by 12 on an 11-0 run, and then the Hoosiers closed the first half on a 22-0 run the final 5.5 minutes, Northwestern missing their final eight shots, and well, Devontae Green hitting that launcher from about, what, 68 feet or so that was banked in. But then Northwestern starts out the second half with a 23-6 run to put the Hoosiers in a hole of sorts before they finally rallied and got this one 63 to 62 on that three-point play by Thomas Bryant. And all said and done, the engagement now, everyone knows Colin Hartman and his girlfriend. Wow, what a night at the Assembly Hall. So off to Purdue tomorrow. Let's just say it's been tough to win at Mackey the last couple of times out. Very closely contested game when we lost here earlier this campaign. We'll see what happens starting at 7 tomorrow night. Congrats out to the IU women. First time ever in program history, back-to-back 20-win seasons. They get some help from Nebraska, who put a little mar on their resume last weekend. Well, they upset Michigan State yesterday to help out the ladies. 76-74 in overtime, so Indiana's got that fourth seed and a double bye. They won't play until Friday at 2:30, and they have a variety of teams they could bump into, most notably probably fifth-rated Purdue, fifth-seeded Purdue. That might be the matchup, but we'll wait and see there. We'll have Coach Terry on a little bit later in the week. So good stuff happening there as the postseason continues. So a busy week on the IU sports calendar. And to recap it all, in the zone, Dave and Glass and your phone calls tonight at 6.
All right, Joe, great stuff as always. And you're getting out of here soon because you'll be in Mackey tomorrow. And then Columbus on the weekend, but we'll have high school covered. John and Terry will help out with all that while it's gone. So we'll hear from you live on Wednesday morning and Friday morning. So we're busy, as well, and deservedly so. Enjoy your Monday. I know you're.
Alrighty.
I know how busy you are. You just told me.
Yeah,
we'll let you get to it.
Busy day today. That's for sure.
We'll let you get to it.
Have a wonderful day, Joe.
All right, Margaret. Have a great week.
Joe Smith, 7:45, 8:45, Mondays, Fridays, and Wednesday this week.